Regardless of what you're doing this evening, wonderful Biafrans, great people, wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live, unadulterated, unrelenting, unremitting, remorselessly in pursuit of what we know to be right, truthful, honest, and correct before heaven and before this very earth. And that this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. There are no two stations of its kind anywhere on this planet. People can try to replicate. They may want to copy us. They can never be us because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come and not man. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. Therefore, irrespective of where you are, especially for our listeners in Igwacha, in Port Harcourt, listening to this live broadcast via 97.6, CHK 97.6 this very evening, we welcome you. And to the rest of humanity, regardless of your time zone, regardless of your continent, the country that you're in, irrespective of the city, the village, regardless of the hamlet, the clan, the community, the very family that you're in, we must welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Especially those of you in the far eastern part of this very planet who, for some, it is midnight, early hours of the morning. We welcome you. This is your radio station. This is the platform from which the gospel of the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is being preached from. From these very hallowed heights, from this very sceptered table, from this very place, humanity is being reminded of our passion, our zeal, our quest to restore the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. That is what we have come to do, and that is exactly what we are going to do. Nothing and nobody can stop us. Nothing is capable of stopping us. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, bar none. I happen to be the commander of all their forces. Those of them who understand the essence of patriotism. Those of them who understand discipline. Those of them who understand that this Biafra can only come in truth and honesty. And by the same virtue, the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the very entity we call upon morning, noon, and night. I am a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, those of them that said that this work must be done, those of them with hope, those of them who appreciate the essence of what we are doing, those of them who understand selfless sacrifice, those of them that know that we will not retreat, those of them that appreciate that we can never surrender, those of them who understand the essence of our existence, that it is either Biafra or we die, those of them who understand that we are fearless before our enemies, those of them who know that we speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death, those of them that know that Chukwu Abiama is God, those of them that understand that we do no wrong, and we must help those who are incapable of helping themselves. This is Radio Biafra. Every protocol we observe, because we speak the truth morning, noon, and night, because we do not change, because we do not prevaricate everything we say we are going to do, we have done or in the process of accomplishing that. That is why Biafra will come. Because Chukwu Abiama is God and not man. Man cannot be God. Chukwu Abiama said we should come, and we have come to preach his own gospel, that mankind may understand the need to allow his children to be set free. My work is very simple, sometimes in execution extremely difficult. But one thing we know will happen is that Biafra will come under our watch. Nothing can stop it. I welcome you. Radio Biafra is simulcast on CHK 97.6 this very evening. We are on satellite. We are also online across the entire spectrum of broadcasts possible to mankind. Radio Biafra is there. That goes to show how inscrutably formidable we are. We just don't say we are formidable. We do things to accomplish it. So that you will know that we don't go back. So that you will know that on this very platform, anything you hear on this very broadcast is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We have not finished speaking all the truth in the world. Therefore, we have no time for lies. Here on Radio Biafra, anything you hear is gospel. Gospel, that's what it is. Because we do not lie. Mere mortals do, we don't. Any question you have, you ask. We give you a concise, straightforward answer. Not tomorrow morning, not the day after. That is why we are exceptional. That is why the world coalesces around this very platform. That is why we reject those that have rejected themselves. That is why no matter how hard you try to plead with my parents, you can never come back. The Biafran family have decided all over the world. If you are out, you stay out. And so shall it be. Begging or calling my parents to beg them to beg me will not save you. It can't save you. It is way too late. One strike and you are off, regardless of who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It just does not matter. Here we do things properly. That is why when we mix two wires together, we are on FM and people are listening. Because of Chukwu Abiama, not what we can do. That is why as I welcome you, I will ask you to welcome those around you. If you have people in Igwocha, in Port Harcourt to be precise, ask them to go to CHK 97.6. We are live there. If you are listening from any other part of the world, we are on satellite. We are on satellite, point your dish 17 degrees east, and we are there. We are also online on radiobiafra.co. We are also on ipob.org. Radio Biafra can be listened to via biafratv.co. We also happen to be on TuneIn. I can't forget that. Go and download TuneIn app. We are also there. In other words, we are on satellite. We are on air, which means we are broadcasting on radio, and we are online across the three broadcasting mediums and spectrums of the world. Radio Biafra is everywhere. We are here to spread this wonderful news, and that is exactly what we are doing, because that is what Chukwu Abiama determined that we must do. We welcome you once again, and before I go on to present the news headlines today, because I didn't have the time to do so yesterday, I must ask you to tell your people who are in Igwocha to tune in to listen to us. CHK 97.6, very, very important. You can start from the spectrum of 97.4, 97.45, 97.5, 97.55, 97.6, 97.65, all the way to 7. You will receive Radio Biafra. You will hear my voice this very evening, and if you call us from anywhere around the world, so will your voice reverberate across the heavens, because we are here, we are on the ground, we are putting all preparations in place. Those that know me know I work very silently. We are making things happen. By the time it bubbles to the surface, the world will be wondering, are they capable of doing this? And then any idiot on our path, we will not feel sorry for them if they no longer exist. Our patience will run out. People can steal, they can lie, they can thieve, they can seek to deceive people. But one thing is paramount. We don't deal with the zoo police. There is no genuine Biafran that will deal with the zoo police. There is no genuine Biafran that will go to bring the zoo police to come and arrest a fellow Biafran, so-called. We are here and the work is ongoing. It is ceaseless, it is relentless, and we must do so knowing fully well that truth is paramount. That is why I have survived all this while. Because Chukwu Abiama knows we speak the truth. If not, I would have been dead by this very time. Enemies would have prevailed. But because Chukwu Abiama is God, because here on this very platform, we are not just incorruptible, which people don't know the meaning of. We are whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. And you're going to popular. No stain whatsoever. You can do all you like. You can fabricate all you like in this very world. At the end of the day, Chukwu Abiama's blessing is with us. Every blessed day, anything we touch turns into gold. We said Biafra is coming, and it is coming. We are doing the necessary groundwork here on the floor to ensure that this kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth comes to fruition as was prayed for by Chukwu Abiama through Yeshua when he was here. Let my kingdom come, he said. That kingdom is Biafra. That is why, with every humility, with every reverence and every submission to the will of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, we present ourselves before a worldwide audience to proclaim the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. I will proceed to give you the numbers with which you can contact us this very evening or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are calling us from. But regardless of where you are, please endeavor, ensure that you tell those around you to tune into Radio Biafra. If you have anybody in Iguacha, we are on CHK 97.6. This very week, I did not say next week, Aba will get coverage. This very week and not next, Owerri will get coverage. Everywhere, people must understand, we are coming prepared, that you cannot disable all our platforms at the same time. Is impossible. Inconceivable. We know what we are doing. Step by step, we are building something that is indestructible. Anything we build stands forever. Our cenotaph was destroyed because Chukwu Abiama was still upset with that very land. Still upset. The treachery, the cowardice, the betrayal, the backstabbing of the people where we have our capital is the reason why Chukwu Abiama allowed that to happen. The zoo is in trouble because we are here. Radio Biafra is live on the air and I'm hosting it. Therefore, the zoo must be panicking. The enemies of God, they will be hiding in shame. Because we are unstoppable. It is either you are called by Chukwu Abiama to do this or not. As for me, I can prove it. The number to call this evening is +234 805 909 8137. Uche MFO, make this available to the whole world, please. +234 805 909 8137. We are also on our universal line, which is +44208 133 9976. We happen to also be on Skype, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. However you choose to contact the entirety of humanity, you are welcome to do so. We are unstoppable. You may not be able to hear my voice all the time because I am very, very busy. Because there are not too many people who are here that are trustworthy. If you ask them to do something, they will be lying. So I do most things myself. That is the truth. I do most things myself. Because people here, most of them are liars, they are cheats, they are deceivers. They are dishonest people. And I hope that Chukwu Abiama will be kind enough to allow his kingdom to come. But of course, some of these people, those who don't go mad, will be swept away before they think that Chukwu Abiama is sleeping. They don't know who Chukwu Abiama is. Very shortly, his goodness will manifest in the lives of everyone that believes in this very gospel as propagated on this very platform. Oh, and then there was Atorime. We know for certain, very soon, as I said, everybody will tell us where their mom comes from, and then the world will be shocked and astonished. No, when then there anywhere, I will not go too further. But my mom is from Ndume Ibegu. People must tell us where their parents, where their mothers come from, some of them. You will be shocked. That I left at the headquarters of this very movement in Enugu. Born by Hausa women. Confirmed. I feel sorry for them. When you want to pick a fight, you pick with somebody in your league. When you go way out of your depth, you are drowned. You will drown. This is Radio Biafra. We continue this very work, and this work must be accomplished. Our lines are not open yet, but of course, people will call us. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you're joining us for the very first time, we are live, we are direct, and we are reaching the whole of humanity from the capital of Biafra land. We don't miss it. We are where it matters. And from here, we disseminate our information right around the world. Today, we look at the problem with the restoration of Biafra and Biafra as a spirit. People don't know. Now, Biafra, they don't understand that. Do they? By the time some people go mad before the end of this very year, then the world will know how powerful that spirit is. These people who are not worthy of mention, and those supporting them, are enemies of Biafra. Enemies of Biafra. They connive with the government of the zoo. They connive with their police force. They connive with their security forces to undermine a great work being done by those chosen to pilot the affairs of the children of the kingdom of heaven. Omwanigwe. Here we let them understand that we don't retreat, we do not surrender. It is either Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no two ways about it. There is no third way to do it. There is only one way to get Biafra. We fight for it. And I'm not going to tell you much. As I said, I will not tell you anymore. We allow things to happen, then we tell you. But our men are ready. I ask Senegal to be ready. I ask UAE to be ready to come back here to join those who are in training, that we may commence our march very, very soon. Anything we say we are going to do, for goodness sake, we do it. We are the only people to revive Biafra as an interest amongst the hearts of our people. We did it at a time when confidence was very low. Nobody believed in this. We have come. And Chukwu Abiama is with us. Also, I have no fear. I don't entertain any fear whatsoever. Because if Biafra doesn't come, then there is no God. People shouldn't worry. But because we know there is Chukwu Abiama, Biafra will come. We'll move forward to bring about our news presentation this evening. And also accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, we welcome you to Radio Biafra, broadcasting on CHK 97.6. In Igwocha, to be precise. Abba will get the same thing very shortly. So also will Onisha and Owerri. We will saturate the whole of Biafra land on four layers of broadcasting. Four layers. Four. Satellite, online, AM and FM. Four layers, the zoo cannot destroy all of them. It's impossible. I said anything we build is indestructible. We learn every blessed day. And now the world will know that indeed we are Biafrans. We are ingenious. We know what we are doing. Although our enemies don't quite understand what we are up to, we ourselves, we know what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. And we welcome you from wherever you are. And our Skype lines are open. Sometimes people complain. They say, our Skype line is not open. It is open. If you go there, you will be able to find us. Our Skype lines are open. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. I am not asking you to call us right now immediately. No. in a short while when our lines open, you will be able to call us. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you wherever you are. Tell those around you, those of them in the USA, in Canada, in South of America, especially in Venezuela, in Brazil, in Guyana, in all those places around the world, we welcome you. Please go and welcome your friends as well. Tell them that we are indomitable. Tell them that we are whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. Tell them that the enemies of God cannot prevail. Tell them that gossip, cynicism, and innuendo cannot suffice. Tell them that there is no space for character assassination. You will let them understand that because truth is life, because of that very fact, only when you anchor anything you do upon the pillar of truth and honesty will you prevail the same way that we have prevailed over all our adversaries. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore go to give you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 30th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. Very close to this time last year, we were explaining to people the stupidity of the Zoological Republic. Most of them went and copied what we are saying. Overnight, they became experts. But we know that there is no expert in this apart from those of them serving Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty via this very platform. That is why we are strong. That is why we are formidable. And that is why Biafra will come. By way of headline today, where do we start from? We start from the case of Goodluck Jonathan, who is in very serious trouble. Sometimes when you underestimate Hausa Fulani people, you do so at your own peril. People don't know why we chose Igwocha to launch CHK 97.6. We chose it because they are planning to use the land of Ikwere, to use the land of Ogoni, to use the land of Ijo, to spearhead the assault of Hausa Fulani people in the Islamic takeover of our territories. That was why we started by citing CHK 97.6 in Igwocha to repel them. People are listening this very minute to this broadcast live, that we may tell them the truth and that this truth may prevail and save them from the darkness that is to come, called Islam, propagated by Hausa Fulani people, Buhari to be precise, which Chibika Amaechi is the one heading. Impeach Jonathan. Jonathan to be served impeachment notice on December the 3rd, according to a House of Rep member called Monguno. They are trying to do something that has never been tried before. I say it on this very platform. If you go to biblical Israel or the Hebrews, you will see it there. You don't govern any territory outside where Chukwu Abiama gave to you. The day that any Biafran goes outside Biafra land to go and rule Yoruba and Hausa Fulani people, that day you are toast. That day your people will suffer ignominiously. That very day, your reputation will be in tatters. That day, you will be rendered obsolete. The same thing happened to Nnamdi Azikiwe. The same thing happened to Nwafor Orizu. The same thing happened to Agu Ironsi. The same thing happened to Ekweme. The same thing also happened to Chubuka Adigbo. The same thing is now happening to the hapless Goodluck Jonathan. You cannot leave Biafra land and seek to use the name of God, which is Ebele Azikiwe, Ebele Chukwu, to go and serve uncircumcised infidels. You don't do that. Chukwu Abiama will take away his glory, not just from you, but from his people. The reason why Enugu is rotten and full of betrayers, the reason why Nsukka fell within weeks, the reason why Enugu capitulated, surrounded by betrayers, by cowards and traitors, is because of the curse that Nnamdi Azikiwe brought upon us by taking us into one Nigeria. The same mistake that Jonathan is continuing. And today, that ignominy has come to the surface as the first sitting head of state in the zoo to openly be canvassed against in terms of impeachment. It has never happened before. Nobody talked about impeaching Obasanjo. Nobody talked about impeaching Yar'Adua. Nobody talked about forcibly removing Abacha or Babangida or Buhari for that matter. In the manner and in the way in which these are being discussed today. Why? Because Jonathan is, or of course he has a Biafran name. We know where his loyalty lies. In his Gwari, have part of his Gwari roots as well. Because he bears a Biafran name and claims a Biafran constituency. Jonathan is today the butt of many jokes. Jonathan is today being ridiculed and put to shame. Not by us, because he's not worthy of mention, but by those he is claiming to be serving. We continue. They have served him impeachment notice. Some of you don't quite understand the implications of it. They are serving notice that what is happening now is going to be worse. We know that people are listening all over Biafra land, all over the zoo, that most important personalities all over the world are listening to us this very day. We know that for sure, because Radio Biafra is an institution with cult following. An institution which man cannot bring down. It is impossible. It is impossible. Anyukunekuru cannot save you. It is impossible. You cannot. Nobody can be us. The Directorate of State of the Indigenous People of Biafra is now a collection of finely selected men and women ordained by Chukwu Abiama himself to come here to serve him. That is why we are indestructible. Only Chukwu Abiama can determine, not man. I will end insurgency if elected, according to Buhari. Buhari says he will end the insurgency because he started it. So we expect him to end it. But people don't reason, do they? They don't quite understand him. And in this COG, black people from Africa, they specialize in backstabbing. I want people to go and watch two movies. One is Tears of the Sun. You will see the saboteur nature of an Igbo man. Ingrained is in their blood vessel, in their bone marrow, to sabotage. Go and watch it. It's a Hollywood movie. Tears of the Sun. You will see an Igbo man at his best, sabotaging, working with Hausa Fulani people. It's in that very movie, starring Bruce Willis of all people. Most people didn't watch it because we are busy watching Patience Nzoko and Liverpool versus Chelsea. Go and watch it. After watching it, I recommend another movie. It's called Django Unchained. Go and watch it. You will feel sorry for black people and the way they reason. People say you are too hard, you are too harsh. I say because we are daft. We dispose of refuse on the highway. We come to the express road, highway, and that is where we throw away death, refuse. On the highway. Can you believe that? You have not been to Aba, have you? I recommend you go into Aba. You will regret the day you were born. I tell you, there is no city in that, either in Biafra land or around the zoo, with a simple crude sewage system. There is none. There is no grid patterning of housing construction. Nothing is working, no electricity. As we are broadcasting this very evening, there are generators everywhere, buzzing away. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Buhari said he brought the insurgency and he will also end it. And I believe him that he will. Because by then, everybody will forcibly be converted to Islam. People don't know why we chose Igwocha to launch CHK 97.6. It is because Amaechi is planning to, not planning, he is leading Buhari's campaign as APC Zone's vice presidential slot to Yoruba people. Do you see the stupidity of our people? Despite everything being done by Amaechi, despite every nonsense being done by Okorocha, ordinary vice presidential candidacy eludes them. It has gone to Yoruba Muslims. A Hausa Muslim will come up, seconded by Yoruba Muslim, and then your lives are over. These broadcasts will be played again for you all to understand the mess that you put yourselves in. Chibika Amaechi, that is CHK 97.6, and the people of Igwocha, they are listening. People are in a state of shock. They don't quite know what struck them. that Radio Biafra is broadcasting, they can't believe it. They're in a state of shock, in a state of stupor. And I said, there is more to come. Four layers of broadcast will be accomplished. Four, I said four. Four. By the time we finish with our adversaries, anybody, if you are stupid enough to pick a fight with us, I feel sorry for you. Because there's only one outcome, you will lose. You will always lose. I feel sorry for you. The same thing with Chibika Mechi. I'm telling Chibika Mechi this evening, remember Ken Serewiwa? Remember Isaac Adakaboro? They served Hausa people, and Hausa people killed them. The same thing will happen to you. Melford Okilo told me something before he died, the former governor of River State. He was in MPN. Most of you don't know him. I don't report recycled news. I was in his house in Stratford. I went with Chukwudimi Kazo. Go and ask him. Melford Okilo, the former governor of River State. He said to me, I regret not supporting Biafra. It is better that 10 people share 100 naira than 100 people sharing 100 naira. Those were his words. People should go and read the book of Dr. Aliyu Ekine. He is from Ibibio land, from Akwa Ibom. He is resident in London, a PhD holder. The daughter is Sokari Ekine. Go and ask her, what is your father's wish? Give me Biafra before I die. He is from Akwa Ibom. Go and check him up, Dr. Aliyu Ekine. Who is this man? He was the man that Go One sent to the court of St. James, those of you who don't understand the throne of England. Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, her throne is in the court of St. James. That is the court she presides over. The one of Japan is called the throne of Chrysanthemum, for those of you who don't know. I'm telling you about ancient monarchies all over the world, because we are educated people. Melford Okilo told me, I wish there was Biafra. Dr. Aliyu Ekine said, I wish there was Biafra. These are not Igbo people, but they are learned men who are now wishing that Biafra came. That was why CHK 97.6 is kicking us off in terms of our FM, our frequency modulation broadcast all across Biafra land and beyond. We don't stop. Never. The loss of life on staggering scale, according to the BBC. The Kanu loss of life is on a staggering scale. The world don't know what Boko Haram represents. ISIS are effectively here. They will not stop until they Islamize everybody. The only thing that can stop them is Biafra. N'ihi na Biafra na achụ ajọ mmụọ. Ọ na-akụkwa mmadụ ọrịa dị egwu. Because Biafra can also drive you insane. Biafra is a spirit. If you mess with it, you go mad. Before December, they are going mad already. Ask them and they will tell you. Biafra will nukwa agbara. Asking my mother to plead with me is rubbish. Asking my parents to talk to me is rubbish. Dr. Oge Edozokwe is the chairman of the panel of investigation. And their recommendation is final. He said what their recommendation was last night live on air. It will be published. That is Biafran speaking. I don't own myself. Genuine Biafran said, I should do what I'm doing. And that's what I'm doing. I said genuine. Not everybody who says Biafra is a Biafran. There are those of them, if they starve the way I do, they will run to Hausa Fulani man and start washing the malam's feet so they can feed and eat properly. Boko Haram attack on Kano, loss of life on a staggering scale, according to Ndi Ocha. White people now know it. The British, this is your creation. You created this monstrosity. Why are you complaining? You gave the police here guns. Do you have policemen routinely armed in England? The answer is no. You call the police here police force. Is the police in England and Wales, are they called police force? No, they are called police service, not a force. You are the ones that introduced public officials traveling with a siren. Is that not correct, Britain? You brought it in here. When they loot the treasury and bring the money to England running into billions, you accept. Only when the person is a Biafran will you complain. In fact, Chukwu Abiyama is paying them back, the British. Boko Haram again strikes in Borno. Many more dead. Kano today, Borno tomorrow. Adamawa, Yobe. Everywhere there is mayhem, there is destruction, there is death. Omu, Ebenine, corpses everywhere, littered everywhere. Men, women, and children dying every blessed day. Why? Because of one Nigeria. The abode of Satan. Where the devil is resident. Ekwensu. The devil is here. People are saying, and they are the ones casting and binding. You don't need to cast. Look around you. You see evil and Satan all around you. The zoo, Nigeria, is the worst place on the face of the earth. I was reading something about the Islamic interpretation of the word Africa. And what I read there astonished me. They said that Africa is the habitation of darkness and lies. That is the Islamic teaching of the word Africa, spelled with Q-A-Y-E. Go and meet any Arabic Islamic scholar before the Arabs conquered North Africa. Ask them, what is your understanding of the dark continent of Africa? They will tell you the abode of Satan, of death, and of lies. That is Islamic teaching. So Buhari running around wanting to be part of OIC, or they are already part of it, you are wasting your time. Chibika Mechi thinking that by serving Hausa people, you will make it to the top. You are deluding yourself. People in Igwacha are listening. I'm not saying that Chibika Mechi did not build roads. He built a few roads. But compared to the budget he gets every month, that is nothing. It's peanuts. He could have done more. He had very good plans. Yes, that is true. But joining APC, Hausa Fulani Islamic Party, is the death knell that he would not have wished to have encountered in his lifetime, because they will kill him. Gowon says America refused to sell weapons to the zoo during the Civil War. Gowon is speaking because Radio Biafra is live on the air. America did not refuse to sell weapons during the war. What America did was to say to Britain, we go with you, because Britain managed to convince the USA that the emergence of Biafra will pose a threat to white domination all over the world. And some Americans bought it. Some Americans bought it. America was more or less neutral during that very period. CIA was in support of Biafra. CIA collected information saying they support Biafra, that Biafra should stand. But some people are afraid of, I hear a declaration. I have all the facts from CIA. I don't believe in recycled news. I said when our new website is stable, I will publish all of them. I'm going to start doing that from Thursday of this week. I would give you declassified information from the heart of the United States government that no other person, nobody can have it now. CIA wanted Biafra to stand. The opposition said no. They said that I heard a declaration read like a communist manifesto. But then we believe that the British was working on them. And not anymore now. Not anymore. Because we know that Republicans in America are more Biafran than Democrats. Obama can never be a Biafran. Because Obama can never see the truth. Obama is not capable of... He's the typical African. They cannot see the truth when it hits them, even in the face. They can't see it. They cannot see it. I wish he'll be able to change. And I want him to change. Because if Obama does not change, Americans will not elect any other black president in the next 270 years. He needs to change. And recognize that freedom has a price tag. America must live up to their reputation and their creed. And defend anybody aspiring to be free. We Biafrans want to be free. We are telling the US government that we have every right to be free. And you can ask us, why is that the case? The reason is very simple. We are free before the British came. There was nothing like Nigeria 100 years ago. There was no Nigeria. It is the creation of man. And no man can create a nation. Only Chukwu Abiama has that exclusive prerogative. Only God in heaven can create a nation, not man. The creation of a nation is via an organic process of the coalescing of the same culture, language, and value system to lend a credible identity to a group or collection of people that makes them a nation. That is why you are a nation, not a collection of Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani. Where they come from, only heaven can tell. I don't know where they come from. Their language is different. Our food is different. We don't dress the same way. We don't even understand each other. There is nothing we have in common apart from criminality, apart from looting and stealing. Nothing else. This is Radio Biafra. In case you're wondering, we are live and we are direct. We are on satellite. We are on radio. We are online. Anywhere you go to, you'll find us. Anywhere you go to, we are there. We want to use the same way nations are formed, an organic process. We don't, some people went and registered as NGO at Africa Union. They came back and said that Biafra is now a member of a, we don't believe in stunt. We create our own news. It's called organic propagation. Very, very small, it will keep trickling. It is easy to run to paper and write, Radio Biafra is now on FM. You open the Sunday's way, it's there. Every paper will carry it punch. But that is rubbish. As Ahia Mane Irewunye, we don't need to advertise where we are or who we are. Ahia Mane Irewunye, as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. And humanity is listening. And we expect them to listen. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. As soon as the barrister is able to join me, he will be able to join me. But for now, I will proceed to present our news in greater detail once again. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your radio station. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, and we are in Biafra land, where they said I can't come to. Come to America, and we show you. I went to New York. I asked the idiot to come out. I'm in New York. He said, but we have to be brothers, you know. As soon as I returned to England, he started yapping again on Facebook. Come to Biafra land. I am in Biafra land. Unuwandi ke Bruno. Oh, you are running around with police escort, yes? With the zoo police, but you're a Biafran. With Nigerian police. Freedom fighting in Hindu. We continue to do our work. We continue to do this work that Chukwu Abiama said that we must do. Chukwu Abiama said we must do this, and we must do it. The news in greater detail. Jonathan is in one almighty trouble. Why? Jonathan is not the first Biafran to be in trouble. He is not the first Biafran who wants to rule a place outside Biafra land. He is not the only person driven by greed. He is not the only person who wants to answer His Excellency. Nnamdi Azikiwe was there. Mwafuris tried. Agirensi tried. Even Ekwem, even Chubu Kadibo, they all wanted to be the president. Even His Excellency, our own hero, Dim Chukwemekodumeru, tried. And they said no. The news in greater detail. President Goodluck Jonathan is to be served with impeachment notice when the House of Representatives reconvene on Wednesday, according to Mohammed Taher Monguno. Senators and members of the House of Representatives have commenced collecting signatures for the removal of the president after the November 20 security siege on the National Assembly. During the siege, the Speaker of the House, Aminu Waziru Tambuwal, and other lawmakers were tear-gassed by the police. House members began collecting signatures that same day, while senators followed suit 2 days after. Already, 200 members and about 60 senators were said to have thrown their weight behind moves to oust the president. This tear gas they fired at the National Assembly, this is not the first time. You see, I keep saying this all the time, what is happening within this or those that claim their Biafran should teach people a lesson. The thing about black African people is this. If you respect a black African man or woman, for that matter, they think you are now age mates. They can insult you. They can do anything because you are eating with them. Any day, they say, get out, don't come here. Close the gate, kneel down. They say, oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Black African people don't understand that respect is reciprocal. That the fact I bring myself low to be in your car, riding in the front of your car or eating with you, does not mean that you lack respect. The fact that I consult you for advice doesn't mean, because Jonathan has been meddling or trying to be very nice to these people, that is why they can plan to unseat him. Now, in the true typical African style, what he did is what every other black monkey from Africa will do. Lock the place and tear gas them. That is the, as that fume or the fumes as they're hailing it, that is the only thing they understand. Their brain will kick into gear. Now they want to impeach him. And Jonathan is in very serious trouble. Even some of them in PDP, he thinks he can count upon, they will let him down. This very zoo cannot survive next year. It is impossible to do so by every logic and calculation. That is why anything we are doing, we must do it now. Everybody must be prepared. Everybody must be prepared. And Uche Mefo, I need you to inbox me the full name of our secretary in the United Kingdom. I think he's in Manchester. I have an important announcement to make, please. The secretary's name for UK, I need you to inbox me his name. Very, very critical. This is Radio Biafra. Jonathan is in one almighty mess. Heaven knows. I will end insurgency if elected. The former dictator, General Muhammadu Buhari, and the Islamist. This is the sponsor or the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. He promised, I will make the country ungovernable if I don't win in 2011. And he delivered, at least on that point, I give him respect. I respect Buhari for that. He has actually made the country ungovernable. That is why Jonathan is running helter-skelter. Buhari was a very brutal dictator and a criminal one at that. He kept siphoning money away. They say he doesn't have money. And I laugh at them, the idiots who don't quite understand how much this man frittered away. Who is sponsoring his campaign? Is it not the Islamic Brotherhood sponsoring his campaign? Is this man not a staunch supporter of the expansion of Sharia law across the entire zoological republic? Most of you don't know what you're getting yourself into. He said he will end the insurgency and other forms of insecurity in the zoo if elected president under the platform of APC in 2015 elections. The pledge is coming amidst rising insurgency by Boko Haram Islamic sect in the northeast and recent attacks on Kanu Central Mosque. He also denied sharing money during his recent visit to Imo State during his nationwide tour to meet APC delegates. The head of the media publicity and ICT in Buhari support organization, Dr. Chidiya Madueque. This is the thing about Igbo people. Onyibo Madueque. He's head of media. You know, Igbo people, they develop sense when it comes to Radio Biafra. But when you are foolishly and slavishly following Hausa Fulani people, Islamic people, you don't reason, do you? Do you think a Hausa person will come and serve any Biafran person in whatever capacity you deem it fit when you're contesting or running for the presidency on an agenda that aims to turn other people of the zoo into your own way of life, into your own value system? Buhari have said it openly. I will Islamize these very people. And Igbo ndi Igbo ndi Abiriego ndi Oshin and Ama. Maybe he's from Enugu, who knows? I don't know if he's from there. Betrayers. Look at him. Look at him. His name is Chidiya Madueque. He's a doctor. I don't know if he's a lettered doctor, a medical doctor. I don't know. People without shame. No shame. The same way you will run to Nigerian. You say you're a freedom fighter. You run to a Nigerian police. You give them money given to you by Biafrans. The same money Biafrans gave you, you give to a zoo police to be looking for a fellow Biafran, so-called, to arrest me. Your type is here. It's called Chidia Madueque. Chidia Madueque. That is the name. Useless people. Igbo people. This man is responsible for the Nyanya Park bombing that killed a lot of Igbo people. Buhari is responsible in his capacity as the chief sponsor of Boko Haram in the death of people at Sabongeri in Kano. Not once, not twice. They massacre the wholesale slaughter of Igbo people. Who is his media person? Igbo man. Onye Igbo Kobo. No wonder Abba is like that. No wonder. No wonder. We continue. Governor Rotimi Amaechi of Rivers State is likely to emerge as the Director General of Muhammadu Buhari's presidential campaign if the former military head of state is selected as the presidential flag bearer of the APC. Two top sources within the party disclosed the plans to a correspondent of a pro-APC online medium in an interview focusing on APC strategy for February 2015. That is the problem we have, you see. Amaechi thinks, if I serve Hausa Fulani people now, who knows, after Buhari, it will be me. No, it won't be. Because if Buhari is from the north central region, which I believe he's from Katsina. And Katsina is north central, if I'm not mistaken. After that, 8 years, it will go to the northwest. 8 years, it will go to the northeast. How many years in total, Amaechi? 36 years. Is that correct? 36 bloody years. You see, you people are daft. When they were convincing people in Igwacha to double into abandoned property, they told the Igbo man, is your problem. Today, how is that Fulani people? Boko Haram is now your problem. You don't learn. Most of you do not learn. Anyway, he's an Igbo man. What do you expect? Chibika Amaechi is his name. They don't learn, do they? He is serving Buhari. He is serving Buhari. Very, very sad indeed. Loss of life on a staggering scale, according to the BBC. Loss of life on a staggering scale. The tension is palpable in Kano after bombers and gunmen struck, killing more than 100 people at the Central Mosque. No one here is in any doubt that Boko Haram did it. It seems people do not know where to vent their anger now, but hostility hangs in the air inside the mosque. The sight is shocking. Beyond the blood-soaked steps, the floor is strewn with debris, scattered prayer mats, beads, smashed spectacles, and pages from the Quran. The British, the BBC, are concerned about the welfare of Hausa people who died at the blast in the mosque. BBC stands for British Broadcasting Corporation. It is good to let the world understand that the same people that the BBC are representing their views or propagating their views and value system, the British government, are the ones responsible for the carnage in Kano. You ask me how and I will tell you. If the British people did not create the zoo, this mayhem would not have happened. Had the British not insisted on one Nigeria, the death and the carnage in the Kano mosque would not have occurred. It is the fault of the BBC that people are dying. It is the fault of the British that people are dying. We support the territorial integrity of Nigeria, they say, according to the British government. We don't want Nigeria to break up. But I ask the British government, were the United States of America not part of Britain before they broke away from you? I ask Britain again. United States of America, were they not a part of British colony before they broke away, I ask? Why did you not say that the territorial integrity of the British Empire is indivisible? Because America fought them. America killed them and drove them away. Did you not insist on the territorial integrity or the preservation of the state of Palestine without Israel? How did you leave? You were blown away from the land of God. The British are here now again, killing people. Not directly. The same way they take our oil in this Biafra land is exactly what they're doing. There was news yesterday, I should have reported, according to the Washington Post, that population is rising very high in the zoo called Nigeria. This is a population reduction strategy. People don't know that, do they? It is part of their big plan. If not, why would people artificially bind people together in Africa? How can Africa develop? When half of, not half of Yoruba is in Ghana, Yoruba is in Togo, Yoruba is in Benin Republic in Dahomey. They are in part of the zoo. Yoruba, Yoruba, Yoruba everywhere. Why can't all these Yoruba people come together in one country, speak Yoruba language, make laws in Yoruba language, and be Yoruba people? No, because of oil from Biafra land. If you ask Yorubas in Badagry to match with those in Porto-Novo, they will tell you no, that oil coming from Biafra land, who will eat it? How will Tinubu be able to afford to have 15 bank accounts abroad? How is it possible for them to have private jets and private airlines? How is that possible? It's not possible now. Somebody has to pay for it. And we, Biafrans, are paying for it. And rather very, very painful as well. Very, very sad indeed. Kanu Mosque bombing. It's the British that is to blame. Boko Haram, they have struck again. They have struck again. Suspected members of the dreaded Boko Haram sect yesterday evening invaded Shani, the local government council headquarters of Shani in Borno State, and opened fire on innocent residents, which led to the killing of scores of people with many injured. Also, the invasion of the terrorists into Shani has forced many residents to flee into the bush for safety, according to sources. Shani South shares borders with some communities in Adamawa State and about 260 kilometers drive from Maiduguri, the Borno State capital. This is the third time Shani came under deadly attacks. The first one was a day to the day in 2011 general elections when some gunmen suspected to be terrorists attacked some independent national INEC offices and shot their staff, killing some of them with the destruction of electoral materials and the police station. As Buhari promised, so did he deliver. So did he deliver. Things are happening. The zoo is in turmoil and people are dying as a result of what the British created, what black people in Africa perpetuated. The British will create, the stupidity of a black man will keep that thing going. Where did they learn to build cities without a drainage system? In London, or in New York, or in Moscow, or in Paris, or in Lisbon, or in Madrid? Where did you learn to build a city without a sewage system? Everywhere is filth and death. It has even affected the way people reason, their mentality. Very, very backward. I have never seen such level of backwardness in my life. You go to university, you claim you're a graduate, and you're telling me you live in a town, there is no drainage system, no running water, no electricity, and you tell me you are civilized. No, you are not. You're a monkey. You are not civilized. You are not capable of civilization. Impossible. Former head of state, the genocidist and the killer. This is the killer of Igbo people. This is the man that slaughtered Biafrans in their millions. His name is Yakubu Gowon. Do you know the funniest thing? He married an Igbo woman. And add on top of that, Igbo people came together and gave him a chieftaincy title. People say, why do you say such things about Igbo people? I say, because they are foolish. They are useless. You gave chieftaincy title to the person that starved your daughter to death. The same people that cut open the stomach of a pregnant woman and brought out the child inside the tummy and killed the baby and the woman. You are telling me that you are normal? He has spoken again. He has spoken again. He has disclosed that the United States of America, USA, refused to sell weapons to the zoo during the country's war in which that began, the grammar is wrong, on July the 6th, 1967, and ended January 15, 1970. It has been reported that Gowon said this in reaction to USA's refusal to sell Cobra helicopters to the zoo. The Cobra helicopters are needed to intensify the fight against Boko Haram. Gowon said, the same thing happened during the Civil War. The Americans refused to sell arms to us and wanted them to help me with some modest aircrafts so that I could close out. So, and listen, oh, this is the man you gave chief sentence title to. This is verbatim what Gowon said. Gowon said, hey, The same thing happened during the Civil War. The Americans refused to sell arms to us. I wanted them to help me with some modest aircraft so that I could chase out Ojukwu's B-52 or B-56, as they called it. That was all I wanted, not to shoot it down, but to chase it away so that it does not drop bombs and kill innocent people. Go on, the bombs you dropped at Aba, who did it kill? Armed combatants or soldiers? People sometimes say, oh, every time you say Jewish people, Jewish, what did they do? You know, ignorance is a disease. All their cob. So you don't know that the Jews of America were responsible through Dr. Henry Kissinger. You don't know that to stop America from selling weapons to the zoo. You don't know that the Jewish lobby in America lobbied very hard that America should not sell any weapons to the zoo. And people ask us, you claim you're coming from Israel. What have they done for you? What do you know? I ask you. Kehima. Oh. I love Facebook because it has allowed us to reach a lot of people. If BBC cannot report your news, you quietly trudge on to Facebook. But some people are not educated enough to handle it. If you are not educated, you shouldn't be writing or commenting. Without the Jews of America, the USA would have sold weapons to the zoo. They killed 6 million. They would have killed over 20 million. They would have wiped us away from the face of the earth. Go and do your research very well in the Aran and the ocean. Go and study. If you have not read properly, you cannot be part of what we are doing because you don't know anything. Imagine here your brain is empty. If not for the Jewish lobby in the USA, do you think you'll be alive today? The answer is no. Go and read your history very, very well. Go and read it very well. But the Americans refused to help us. He wanted to chase away Ojukwu B-52. Because we gave money to some people. It's something that's happening now. You know, our people are very funny. They said, some people from Enugu called us and they said, oh, we want to start something. Can you give us money? The same thing you did to Ojukwu, Ndiara and Ndioshi. You were given task to go and raise funds, go and buy weapons for us. They bought us rubbish. We had to convert it. Some of the nonsense they bought, we converted them into B-52 bombers and B-56. We converted the loading bay into the hold for bombs. You don't know that? By Biafran scientists and engineers. People come to do Biafra. You don't have the benefit of history. You don't know where you're coming from. You jump up. I'm a freedom fighter. Hey, send me money to buy weapons. I'm a freedom fighter. Hungry, wretched people. And amateur blackmailers. If you want to do blackmail, you go and study blackmailing properly. Not to be stealing phones. Everybody is on a phone, is on a wristwatch. You're looking for something to steal. To start learning how to do blackmail. When that fails, you call Nigeria police. They are an Andiyoshi. Where is Billy today? Dead and buried. As I told you, they will be. Are you on the ground? Do you think Biafra is resonating on the ground? Because of your wickedness and evil. See, like when in the name of Biafra. Up Nigerian police. Shameless people. Look at Go One. Ojukwu lost the war because of partly 70% the conduct of Igbo people. Your behavior is very bad. Men yapping like a bunch of idiots. They are killing you. Can you lobby? Can you speak? Can you stand in front of the world press and defend Biafra that you claim you're fighting for? You think Biafra can be Pentecostalized? Let me pray that way. You bring in your Pentecostal brain into it. Today it is this ministry. Tomorrow it is that ministry. Oh, we want to start something. Confidence. You're a confidence trickster. I tell people the truth. Ezioku. You may not like it. There is no version 1, version 2, version. Only one. Ezioku. Only one version. Truth has only one version. Not 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or Ezioku Asi. It's only one. Go One killed you. Go on, said the USA refused to sell weapons. I give you an assignment, all of you listening, those of you who are very keen students of Biafra restoration effort. Go and research it. Why did America not sell weapons to the zoo? Because of the Israelites in America. I won't call them Jews. I call them Hebrews in America. You don't know that, do you? I have facts and evidence. I don't believe in conjecture. Everything I tell you is fact, is gospel. The federal government of the zoo has promised to supply hospitals in Kano with blood in order to save the lives of victims of... Is it the duty of a federal government to supply blood? Anyway, they were sharing blood and sharing money every place. Maybe it is time to share blood in Kano, according to President Jonathan. Alhaji Musa Ilala, the Northwest Coordinator... Look at the name, the answer. The Northwest Coordinator of the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, disclosed this in an interview with the news agency of the zoo shortly after visiting Murtala Mohammed Specialist Hospital in Kano on Saturday. He said the Federal Minister of Health had directed its blood bank from Katsina to supply blood to the hospitals immediately. Federal government, they have blood bank. No wonder they are blood suckers. I told you so. That concludes our news presentation this very evening, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and our lines are now open. Our lines are open. If you have anything to say, you must say so using these very platforms. We are on +234 or 0805 909 8137. We are also, if you're calling us from abroad, it is +234 805 909 8137. We are also on our universal number, which is +44208 133 9976. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are now open. Our lines are now open. You can call us, and also our Skype line is also open. Our Skype line is also open. You can call us. This is Radio Biafra. Skype is Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1 is our Skype lines. And our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. I believe this is on. I believe our Skype line is active and ready to go. Can't see it from here, but it is on. I can assure you our Skype line is on. So also is our telephone line. Our lines are now effectively open. And for those of you who do not have it, our line remains +44208 133 9976 and also +234 805 909 8137. I hope that our Skype lines are working as well. This is Radio Biafra, and I believe also that we are transmitting very clearly and live and direct to the whole of humanity. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you live and direct from Biafra land on this very day, the 30th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. Let us go to the line and see who is there and see if they are capable of saying something meaningful with which we can work with. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are no longer there. Sometimes they want to try to see if we are on or not. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down. Turn it down. This is Radio Biafra. They are not speaking either. They want to try to see if it is working. Maybe to try and also give the number to the government of the Zoological Republic. I do not know. This is Radio Biafra. Let us try once again and see if we can take this very call. Can you turn your system down? Can you turn it down? They're not serious. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No. I don't know what is going on today. People are not speaking. They are not speaking the way they should. I don't know. The lines are going up, but they are not speaking. I don't know why that is the case. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
My goodness, me at last. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting on CHK 97.6 in Iguacha. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Anambra State here, Nigeria.
Anambra State. Where in Anambra are you calling from?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm calling from Oka.
From Oka. What is your name? Are you listening to us live and direct?
Yes, I'm listening to you live and direct right now.
Please go ahead.
All right. Please, I want to commend you on your nice, the way I've been following you on Facebook anyway. This is my first time I'm following you, because always I've been talking to you, chatting with you on Facebook, praising you. I want to thank you in a special way on how you are handling dear friend something. So I pray that God Almighty will give you more zeal, more strength to continue on your good work. So may God bless you and reward you, protect you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much for that. It is just a message to acknowledge the work that we are doing, and we promise to continue. We promise to continue until Biafra comes and beyond, until Biafra comes and beyond. Let's go and take this call. It's on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Please turn your system down. Turn it down, please.
Okay, I need to ask you a question.
What is your name before you ask me a question? Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Emmanuel who?
Emmanuel Okun from Port Harcourt.
Yes, please go ahead.
I need to ask you a question. Do you sincerely believe the sun rise again?
I don't just believe it. I live it every blessed day. Every blessed day, that is how I live my life, knowing that the sun will rise, knowing that Biafra is almost here. I have no fear whatsoever.
Okay, we've lost our leader, so who's going to
Sorry?
Anchor the ship? I said we've lost our leader in Ochuku.
Yes.
So who's going to anchor the ship?
When the time comes, you will know who will anchor it.
Okay, I keep my ears out open.
Please do so. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Because all Chukunemeze, not man at all. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, please. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Please, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Sunday Okafor. From Ndagedu Bamud of Nano in Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Sir, I only want to tell you that I will follow you by listening to Fatlat TV.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir. My own view is that I thank God for giving you the opportunity, because I myself, I don't have the opportunity to be educated. But I don't work. I'm a hard-working person.
Yes.
For this thing, as a weather. But the way that outside people used to treat us, I don't like it. But if I pray that God will give you the power for we to come out from this outside people's hand.
He will. He will give us the grace and the mercy to do so. I believe so.
Sir, I still pray that God will still give you power to overcome those saboteurs that are going to sell us for the outside people's hand. God will give you the opportunity. As God leads Israel out in the wilderness, that is how God will lead you. To lead us, to help us to come out from this outside people's hand by God's power.
He say, thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much,
sir.
For that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are also coming to you live for those of you who are in Igwocha, in Port Harcourt. We are on 97.6 CHK, 97.6, very, very important. Radio Biafra is being streamed via that very channel. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Zareth, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
Yes, this is Richard Mayalechi. Calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. Go ahead, please.
I'm from, in Bitolu, local government, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, permit me to sing this one song to you, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my people should forgive me. My voice is not too good to sing, but I will try. Yeah, it goes like this. Ebemadi ise forogase. Manamadi iri frognanya. Ebemadi ise forogase. Onabi onye nwanyi nenye naipa woda. You see, Director, what I have to say is that the enemies are few, while the genuine, they are following you, are more than the enemy. So there is nothing they will do about it. Rather to put their faces in the shame and go and seize one place.
Of course.
Yeah. So I don't have money to much things to say this evening. It's just to say thank you for what you are doing. I'm so happy to hear your voice once again this evening. And for our people who are still living in the north, the only thing I have to tell them is that for those ones who love their lives and who want to go back, they should, as this Christmas is coming, they should not go in private place, maybe in bus station. They should just plan how to go back without going to bus station or in a private place like that, because I'm seeing another dangerous bombing that is. These people will be sending to a bus station and in some area like that. So that's what I have for them. If they're listening, if they love their life, they want to go back, they should go back. Now is the time. Now is the time for them to leave that place, if they love their life. But if they love their money, as some of our people do, they should stay here and face what is to come.
Yes.
That's all I have to say. And that point, I would say thanks to all the Biafrans all over the world. Thank Emamezu, Uchemofo, Karomonde, and all the general Biafrans all over the world. In that point, I say goodbye and God bless you.
And God bless you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for such very beautiful song. Quite frankly, I don't even have time for what idiots say about me. I said I will sacrifice my life for Biafra. So what you say about me is irrelevant. Your life is the greatest thing, isn't it? If you can give your life for your country, see what people said I shouldn't get it. It's rubbish to me. Nonsense, Gobble. I am announcing I have a caller on +44208 133 9976. But I have an announcement to make. Those of you hurrying to our meeting in Dublin, please go. They are waiting for you. Biafrans in Dublin are meeting. This is the end of year meeting and stroke get together. It is this very day. The time is 4 o'clock, but some people are still going there. It is in Blanchardstown, and the contact number is 0877461845. I repeat, 0877461845. Our brother from Urobo is hosting this very meeting. We want everybody to be there. We want everybody to be at that very meeting, please. Everybody should be there. There is a meeting of Biafrans in Dublin. They have never failed. Azai Oba is one of us. They have never failed. And I don't wish that they will fail in the future. They have done very well to remain intact the way they are and to continue to grow. We want them to remain that very way in Ireland, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Henry Ebumba. I'm calling from Wolverhampton, United Kingdom. I am the coordinator, regional coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Wolverhampton and Birmingham area.
Thank you very much.
Director, Okay. Director, I thank you very much for the good work. I just want to say, at this minute, earlier before you started the broadcast, you said some people are going to your parents to beg for forgiveness or for you to pardon them. Director, what I want to say here is that you have to be very, very careful about these people. Now, what I think is this, what they want to know, because now they are no longer in what we are doing, and they're now, the people who send them have told them that if you are the enemy to this struggle, you will not know any information. Now, I think now their problem is that because they cannot get any more information, now they want to find a way to come in order to be reveal our information to the enemies. Please, Director, be very careful about these people. Now, they are not part of us, and they don't know what is going on. They want to know what is going on, but at this point, you should be very careful about them. And you've always said no second chance, and please, Director, no second chance. We are assuring you here in UK, we are doing well. We want to put back UK into order. We'll be having meetings, and I think we are doing very well. Our meetings have been fruitful, and we are all together, and we are moving with force. So thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Well spoken. I know that the UK is very, very strong. I commend them, everybody, all the coordinators, from Festus Anekwe, who is in London, all the way to the people in Scotland. All of them have remained very, very strong, very, very strong and resolute. And for that very reason, I am announcing this very evening that the United Kingdom Secretary, his name is Victor Onyebuchi. Victor Onyebuchi is the acting UK National Coordinator. Victor Onyebuchi is no longer the UK Secretary. He is, with immediate effect from this very second, the UK National Coordinator. From this very moment. From this very moment, Festus Anekwe is doing fantastically well in London, and I want him to concentrate in London and keep doing that very work. There is another assignment he's going to do for his country, but for now, the UK Interim National Coordinator is Victor Onyebuchi. That ends that very announcement. We must continue. Let us see who else is on the line. Akaden Hakari, too many people are calling us. We are Radio Biafra after all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they're not there anymore, are they? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have three people waiting on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know why. Maybe they can't hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Emeka Obi.
Emeka Obi?
I'm calling from China.
Emeka Obi from China. Are you part of the family in China?
I'm calling from... Of course, Director.
Yes.
Director, I just want to tell you, we are not happy with you. The people in China, we are not happy with you. What is happening? We don't understand what is happening. You must be very careful. I must tell you, you will have an idea. We are not happy at all. Let's go ahead, we'll go. My daughter played with us. I appear for us. Look at who I am now.
Have you finished? Have you finished? Can you hear me? I don't think he's there. Is he there? No, of course. I don't expect him to be. Can you hear me? No, he has run away, as usual. He claims he's calling from China with an unknown number. Can you hear me? He's not one, the one who see Enugu. They are an Andiyoshi. I will be in China in January. I wish he is there, but I know he's not.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Yeah.
this is the caller from Oka, Anambra State here.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
Go ahead.
All right. Please, I just heard the last caller that called you now and giving you a sort of useless warning.
The thing is that these cowards, I don't know where they come from. I'm going to USA. They said the same thing. I'm going to China.
Please.
I wish he can come out if at all he's in China anyway. But I think it's one of these idiots with hidden
number. Hello, director. Please, forget about them. They are tired. They don't know what to do. Are you getting me? I pray that Almighty God will keep on moving us. Please, director, let's just forget about that. I want to ask a very reasonable question, please. I learned that we are on FM right now.
Yes, in Iguacha, we are on FM in Iguacha, CHK 97.6. Yes.
All right, because it's like, you know, in this our locality here, we have many people that are, maybe they are not good in English, are you getting me? I'm talking about using our dialect. If you can create a forum whereby we'll be communicating, you know, telling our people what is going on, are you getting me? Like some of us that study mass communication, can we apply, you know, as a kind of contributing in our own quarter there? You understand? I don't know if I'm...
Are you part of the family in Oka? Do you attend the meetings in Oka at all? Are you part of the family over there?
I can't hear you, sir.
I said, are you part of the family in Oka? Are you part of the Biafra family in Oka?
Yes, I don't know. In fact, I'm just a new person here. Are you getting me? But we're coming to Biafra community or something like that, I don't know. I'm a novice. So please, I want you to put me in a...
Okay, I want you to do something right now, this very minute. After this very broadcast, in fact, send me a text message with your number on it. That's all.
Okay, you will send the number to...
Exactly, yes. Send me a text message so I'll reply to the text message. That's all.
Okay, I'll use the same number to
the
send
same number
text
now, yes.
To you,
yes,
right?
Of course, yes. The same number.
Okay, sir. Please, forget. I don't even want you to... I have no time.
The China coordinator is removed. Completely removed. China Kwokwos, I dissolve them. One more word from China, I dissolve them.
Coordinator, I pray that Almighty God will keep on protecting. Forget about useless ones.
They are cowards. Idiots. Fools. If you don't know what is freedom fighting, go and read and learn the meaning of the word freedom fighter. If you don't know, go and study it. Because you have the means to speak on air. I was an agwene bakwobochi. Your brother, Madu Ekwe, is the secretary to Buhari. Go and phone him and talk nonsense to him. And they are and this maybe. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. There is a caller on +44208 1339976. Can you hear me? The caller on the universal number, can you hear me? No, they are not there. I heard the static, but they couldn't say anything at all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. What is your name? I can hear you, yes.
My name is Ifoma Mwale.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Russia.
You're calling from Russia. Please go ahead.
Right. I'm from Okpana. Umuchime,
Okpana, yes. Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Russia. My purpose of calling is to...
Welcome back, our listeners all over the world. There was slight intermittency. We lost our signal because they took the light or there was no petrol. Which one? They took the light. They took it. They bring it, they take it, they bring it. It's normal here. Anyway, hope you can all bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We're going straight back to the lines once again, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time now is very close to, say, approximately 10 minutes to 10 p.m. Isn't that correct? 10 to 10 in the evening here in Biafra land, wherever you are, we welcome you. I saw the barrister called a while ago on Skype, and the line couldn't hold. All of you calling, remain where you are. I am going back to the line. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. My goodness me. I don't know why this is... People sometimes... I don't know why. I can't understand it. I just can't understand it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. I can hear the sound coming through. I don't know why can't they hear me. I don't get it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I am astonished. You can hear the beeping sound. I don't know. Maybe the calls are coming in too much and the phones can't handle it. I don't quite know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening, please.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, turn your system down. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please.
Let me turn it down. Let me put it down. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Please, hello? Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I said my name is Mariye Ifomalogo. I'm calling from Russia. I'm from Okanlam, Ukushimi. Delta State, Ukushimi, local government. My purpose of calling is that the Russians, we the members of the Afra in Russia, in fact, the way we are coming up is not the first at all. Because whenever we have any ceremony, like aspect of maybe they are cooking food. You see a lot of there. But especially the a lot of members will be there. But in terms of pay money, mostly due, we not see them. Today we are having meetings. People are saying today I was not in setup. We are even up in 20 numbers. But if we are cooking now, the place we normally take, the oil will not even contain hot. Now that will be up to 200. When they heard that we are doing any occasion, that they will be drinks or food there. Well, today that we have our normal meeting. So, praise you, now nobody came. We are not only 20 members. And tomorrow, we think that they will come. How will the Biafra come? Without paying our dues? Then, how are we going to get the Biafra? That is why I called. If there is any way, maybe the director will invite me in Moscow so that they will put more effort by paying their dues. But they do refuse to pay their dues. We don't think of us that paid our dues today. Which is very bad. Now we're going to pay our monthly dues. That is why I called. Hello?
Yes, we are here and are listening very attentively. Hello? Yes, yes. They don't pay, of course, most of them.
I also want to tell the director.
Go ahead.
Am I hearing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very, very well. I can hear you. Talk to me over the phone, not through your system. I can hear you very, very well. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Director, for your work well done. Understand? God will change. See you more years to your years. Teach you to see your fifth generation. Please, I will be happy if any of these days you will call the coordinator in Moscow to tell them that they should give them their members, but they are not paying their dues. But you see them in a different yourself, drinking up and down. But paying you is a problem. It's very poor, very bad. Even me, a female, I used to pay my dues. I'm not even working. I'm just making hair here in Moscow, but I pay my dues. Those men working, they'll be drinking, going outside their door to pay their dues. Problem, and they'll be saying that they want Biafra to come. How will the Biafra come? It's not possible. Let them start paying their dues. That is why I called. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the world for oh, my goodness me. Let's see. Who's on the line? Can you tell me your name, please, and where you're calling us from? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello.
Your line is a bit wobbly. Turn your system down if you can, please. Turn it down. No, they're not listening, are they? It happens once in a while. We get people who don't quite follow, but in time they will be able to get it. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are live on CHK 97.6 in Iguacha. For those of them who are there, we are also on satellite, we are online, and we are transmitting from the bosom of Biafra land. We are going out to the whole of humanity, as we promised that we will do. With the time now standing at very close to 10 p.m. here at night, this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. There is a very interesting headline that came through this very evening, which we must present to the whole world. As the Pope, we are being told, he has now condemned the attack on the mosque. This is the same Pope that keeps quiet anytime they bomb churches. They bomb a mosque now, and he is speaking. I'll let people judge for themselves. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Solomon. I come from Sokoto.
Solomon, what is your surname? You're calling us from Sokoto?
Solomon, okay.
Okay,
I'm from Sokoto.
From Sokoto, please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Barrett, I thank you for your work where you have been. Thank you, that I got you. That last call, where did you work? Where call is from China?
He's not from China. He's from Enugu. He's an idiot working for the zoo from Enugu, not from China.
That's impressive. I just want to give you a collection. If somebody calls you, acknowledgement. You have me, sir.
I say this all the time, and people must understand me. I know that there are those of them fathered by Hausa Fulani people. As I said, very soon, and you'll be surprised, as some of us, where our mothers come from. You'll be shocked. Thank you very much for that. All the same, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I don't know why they're not saying anything. His name is Kingsley Uzoma. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. I don't know what is wrong with the Skype. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning.
And good evening from here. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Yeah, my name is Amobi Okoye. I'm calling from China.
Please go ahead.
So, Director, I heard you saying that you are coming to China by January.
Yes.
So, I don't think that is a proper idea, because in China, even started for this month, by coming here in this month, I don't think it is necessary anymore, because you won't see anybody here anymore, because people are traveling, people are going back home.
I said I'm coming in January. I did not say I'm coming in December. Yeah. I'm coming, January, the arrangement January was in January.
January is Chinese holiday. January, people will be going home for Chinese holiday also.
I will let, are you the coordinator in China?
No, I'm not the one.
Hold on a second. Have you discussed my coming with China with your coordinator?
Yeah, we have been talking about it since September, August.
Not September. It wasn't. Hold on. It was so not. Why, hold on. Let me finish.
Can I
explain? Let me finish my explanation. I was meant to come to China. There was no flight ticket money sent to me. I traveled to Malaysia. I could not stay and tour Japan and China. The idea was for me to come to China this very month. But I have saboteurs and traitors running helter-skelter here at home. I had to come home to make sure I deal with the problem. Do you know that expression at all? I could not come to China then. I said I will come to China this month. Then your former coordinator inboxed me, sent me a message and said, this month will not be good because people are traveling. That January will be better. If that have changed, I do not know.
January, instead of coming in January, it is better he come even this month, because by January we'll see anybody here. People are going from more in Chinese holiday than Christmas.
Then we meet at home. Then we can hold China conference at home.
That is another issue.
Go ahead.
And that is another issue. I have you saying when someone calls from China. I believe that call is from China, really. I believe the call is from China, because what happened today in our meeting, the thing did not give anyone else joy, So, I have you saying that China coordinator has been dissolved.
Listen very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Hang on. Listen to me.
No.
I do not run away from any challenge. If you give me a challenge, I will take it on. I need you to understand that. If you ask the idiots at any good, they will tell you. Any challenge you throw at me, I will always take it on. If your coordinator is found wanting, he will be removed. I don't care who you are. If you're found wanting, you will be removed. I don't care.
I want to ask you a question. Can you tell us what our coordinator did in China?
What your coordinator did? Do you know that we have coordinator? Has he spoken to me? I have people that I work with. If the coordinator of all coordinators and the Asia rep deems it fit to make a change, then that change will happen. They make recommendations to me. People sometimes think I don't listen to advice. People advise me on what to do, and I do it. I have not spoken to him. He has not made any representation to me either. He hasn't come to me to say anything. I know what he did. He knows. Did he tell people what he did? Did he tell you what he did? Go and ask him. Go back to your meeting and ask him, what did you do, and then he will tell you.
I believe you are white. So can you tell us what did he tell you
what he did? Did you ask him that question? What did you do?
I heard that he has been removed. So that's why I've been asking for us to know what our coordinator in China did. Because for me myself, I haven't seen anything that he did wrong. Here's this struggling concern in China here. I haven't seen anything wrong he has done. So I was surprised to hear that our coordinator has been removed. For what reason?
You are here
in London. You are there in London. You don't know what you are passing through here in China. For our meeting, we are more than 200 members. After 30th of May, we go down to 20 people or even 10 people. And they're saying that our coordinator has been removed. For what reason? Give us a reason.
Listen to me.
I believe in anything you're saying.
Yes.
So let us be white and white, as you always said. I believe in it.
Yes. Hang on a second, please.
Yeah.
If you ask anybody who is in China, they will know I have always been a staunch supporter of our ex-coordinator in China. He will tell you that himself. But do you know about the word? Hang on a second. Do you know about this word before, called insubordination? Do you know what it means?
No, I don't know.
Good. He was walking contrary to the spirit of his office. He was entering, listen very carefully, so you understand this. He was entering into negotiations to deal with the purchase of arms without informing me. Are you listening carefully? We have command and control. When something as sensitive as purchasing of weapons, mobilizing our soldiers on the ground, there is only one chain of command. Or else, why should Tochukwu Onunkwo? He should have spoken to me. Why did he decide to negotiate with people who are traitors? Why did he decide to negotiate with people who are betrayers? Why did he decide to go into alliance with people he knows that called the police for me when I went to Enugu? Is that the behavior of a good coordinator? I ask you, in China, that people in China are upset. I expect them to be. I have been there before.
If what you are saying is true, you know, I don't know. But if what you are saying is true, then before this for him. But we in China here, I know what I'm talking about. We in China here know what you are passing through here. And that guy, you see, what that guy? You said that our escort method. Now we never have escort method. Talking of S1 or new one. So we still have only one coordinator, being the former one that you know. Because if that guy moves away from this struggle, believe me, this China chapter will just close.
Are you saying that most of you in China were part of the conspiracy to derail the struggle? Is that what you're saying?
We are not.
No, let me finish.
Have you asked him?
You say you have not seen, and I agree with you. You have not seen. Come on, Ejualia, have you asked him what he did? Have you? I put an allegation to you now.
I will ask him.
Exactly.
Okay, I will ask him. I will ask him and I'll try to come back to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Try and do that. Because we are here. That is why we are special. And that is why we are very, very strong. You know, sometimes people say, oh, don't say this in public. It's too public. I say, you don't know anything. The strongest country in the world is the USA. The USA hold their inquiries in public, not in secret. When they hold congressional hearing, you present all the facts in the public. There is no secret hearing. That is what is happening now in China will make us stronger, not weaker. Understand that very well. Because we said it before, you know, most people don't appreciate where we are coming from. Here, we don't cover anything. Everything is in the open. Everything is in the open. Anything you want us to go through, we go through it. Nobody likes Tochi Kwanunkwa than I did. I remember where I was in AP, in BP filling station, along a place called A22, which is the road that leads Godston to Croydon. I know where I was, the car I was driving, when he called me. None of you is more keen on Tochi Kwanunkwa than myself. He knows that very well. But he also understands that we are in command and control. You don't go to negotiate to sponsor any rebel group when you are under command. You don't do that. It's treasonable felony. It is treasonable felony. This is Radio Biafra. Let's continue. We have callers all over the place. The one on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Yes, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Yes. Good evening, sir. This is Robert Kekikwe Menaha, general founder of the Tabernacle House of God in Asia, here in India. I'm calling.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I am thanking you for what you have done for indigenous people of Biafra. I thank you so much for what effort you are doing, because your enemy are tired right now. The greatest mistake happened on earth is that the people fight civil Biafra war on earth could not finish Biafra people. They not allow Biafra to spread all over the world. So let me tell you, this Biafra of a king you are fighting today is a spiritual battle. Whoever fighting you in this storm has taken God, because it is a God time to restore my people. So as a prophet and director, I am thanking all the members of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. My commander, I thank you so much. Our Asia rep, I thank you so much. and I thank you, Chairman Fong, and I thank you, Minister. And we also thank all the new indigenous people of Biafra down there in Niguacha, because the kingdom of God has come down on earth. Please, let me say it worldwide. Worldwide, I'm not saying to the Biafra people, I am saying this worldwide. I don't know what is hearing my voice right now. As a prophet, the Biafra issue is not only for earth. The Biafra issue is the kingdom of God on earth, because Matthew 18 might say that whatever you accepted here on earth shall be accepted in heaven. That whatever we bound here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Now we are bounding the kingdom of darkness here on earth, because the way the world has treated our people, if any one of us, evil, whoever we are, see what the way our people are passing through, nobody is supposed to dare question you, or whatever you do, or you direct or in the car with you, somebody has to go and question you in anything. That person must be crazy, any part of the world you are. This throne is a command and control. Whenever you make a mistake, when they ask you to step down, please step down. You don't need to question anything. You don't need to hear, ask anything about the people. And let me tell you, people that are fighting in the house on this different issue. Let me tell you, be careful. If you don't want to cross the fence into your family, of course, into your family, stop taking this man away. Allow him to do this work and take the children of God where he's supposed to take them. Because we are perishing, we are dying here and here. Anywhere in the world, we are going. Nobody is affecting us. No government is helping us. No kingdom is helping us. But this man has volunteered himself. He left his family. He left his degree in education. As is now, he brings down the University of Biafra to every Biafra to learn. Please, be wherever you are. Calm down and listen to what this man is saying. Listen to him. He's speaking in the, just like when John is speaking in the wilderness. John is saying in the wilderness, nobody is about to listen to John. Or to the day they see John, that is when John Christ began to walk. Please, let our people work together and support him the Kalu to restore Biafra. Tell us to restore Biafra that will never be peace on earth. I profess to it. Tell him to restore Biafra from now upward. There will never be peace worldwide or else mayhem will come down on earth. Not only physical war, but there will be a spiritual powerful battle that will shape the world. We know that we have taught the anointed people of God. Thank you very much. May God bless you, Director.
And may God bless you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. I understand the feeling of those of them who are in China. I understand that. And quite frankly, if they didn't react that way, I would think there's something wrong with them. I'm not saying that Tochukwu hasn't worked very hard. I'm not saying that in the least. I'm not saying that he is not one of my favorites, because he knows even himself that he is one of my favorite coordinators. He knows that himself. I received a report, an announcement was made, and that is the end of it. If you have any matter regarding, or if you have any issue with that very decision, the COC is there. The Asia rep is there. You go to them and ask them. They will be able to tell you more. As simple as that. If nothing changes, it doesn't stop me. If I have any decent assignment to give to Ochukwu to do tomorrow, he won't stop me from giving it to him. Because he knows how close he was to me. But there are some mistakes you don't make in freedom fighting, you see. We are dealing with life and death. I want to be able to come to your house to give me food 12 midnight, and there is no light, I'll be able to eat. Not wondering if I can trust you or not. That is why I trust so easily. Until people let you down. But I no longer do that, you see. Because some people let themselves down, not me. As somebody said, Asim Naraga, people will go mad. You mark it somewhere and see what is going to happen. Not when they go mad, you say it's me. Oh, I went to one native doctor somewhere. No, I don't do such rubbish. I don't. I'm not fetish. I believe in Chukwu Abiyama. When you take an oath, you use your mouth and your tongue to speak out the oath. That's all you can do. And then the consequences will be on your head. I don't go and kneel before any ROC. I am a child of God. I don't say one thing and do another. No, I don't. I love my country. That is why I do what I do. I didn't say I love you, but I said I love Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Director, can you confirm you can hear me? My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Yes, I can confirm that loud and clear. Please go ahead. That is our COC, Coordinator for Coordinator, Sonadema Konyobla, Wuronia, Wuronia, Kamo. Can you please enlighten us as to why Tochukwu Onunkwo was removed as China coordinator so we can bury this case and move on, please?
That's exactly why I'm calling, and I'm very glad that you took my call. As this discussion was going on, I was constantly on chat, on Facebook chat with Tochukwu Onunkwo. I was asking him, why in the world did you refuse to tell your people why you were removed? Why did you refuse to tell them? And he was saying, all he was saying was that what you said about him is not true, about discussing for arms is not true. I said, okay, even if it's not true, why did you not tell the China people, the IPOB China, why you were removed? Why are you hiding it from them? And he couldn't answer that question. And so I decided to call. I want the whole world to know, the records, I want the whole world to know, the reason why Tochukwu Onunkwo was removed was because he refused to take oath. He demanded that the director of Radio Biafra and the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra must answer him questions. That if director does not answer him that question, he will not take the oath. Among all the national coordinators in Asia, it is only Tochukwu Onunkwo that refused to take oath. And that is gross insubordination. We cannot take it. You either take the oath or you are out. Tochukwu Onunkwo refused to inform the Chinese IPOB that he refused to take oath. That's why he was removed. And we cannot take it, no matter how good he is. As a matter of fact, it was Ofoama, Chukwudi, Ofoama, that prevailed on me. I would have shut down China more than a week ago. He told me to hang on that they're having a meeting, that I shouldn't shut them down. I would have shut them down. They are giving us £2,000, no problem. But we can survive without that £2,000. We can. So that is the reason why Tochukwu Onunkwo was removed. He refused to take oath after several pleas. Among all the coordinators in Kenya, Tochukwu Onunkwo was the only person that refused to take oath because he was demanding answer from director. Even when director agreed to give those answers in writing, they requested that the other side that she also took it in writing. And the other side refused. And he said, as long as the director doesn't answer him, he will not take the oath. Who is he? Director, are you there?
I'm listening. He has even committed a worse crime than the one I accused him of. This matter is closed and he stands removed completely and in perpetuity. That is the way I work. That is the end of it, and I thank you, the COC, for coming to clear the air. And I will no longer entertain any calls pertaining to this very issue. You don't know what an oath is. If you don't take it, I can't work with you. As simple as that. Don't take an oath and I'll work with you. So you can go and call Nigerian police for me and sell this whole thing and mess it up. The same nonsense that happened to Juku will happen to me. You must be dreaming. I love them in China. They hosted me very well. They worked very hard. But without an oath, we cannot go anywhere from here. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And humanity is listening because we expect them to. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone, on the line. Can you hear me? No, they can't.
Hello, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. You're the one on the phone. Go ahead. I can't hear you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is amazing. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? It's gone. How can they not be able to? Yes, I'm talking to you now. Please go ahead. I'm waiting for you to say something. No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hey, I'm going to bump my phone now. Phone and the answer, no. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Sorry, your line is not clear. What is your name again? Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry? Hey. You called before, Amobi, but your line is shaky. Hello? It's not clear. Call back, please. It's not clear. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. They cannot hear me. Why is that the case? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Is it
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. Martin Chilobe, can you hear me?
Okay, Director. Can you hear clearly, please?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. My goodness me.
Okay. Yes, Director. Can you hear me, please?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Something is going on with this connection. I hope my works are fine.
Maybe it is. Go ahead.
This is Martin Chilobe from my office. Director, if you just give me just a couple of minutes. Just want to say something about the first guy that called from China. Because I wasn't quite sure whether he was making a threat. Because if he was making a threat, then I want to take him on. Really, because there are people in Texas here that are equally upset. We don't like turncoats. We don't like people that lack discipline. People that don't have support with people. People that lack self-respect. People that are shallow. People that avoid offense. They don't know, they are not raised well, and they don't know how to communicate. They lack discipline to the core. So if he was making a threat, I will take him on.
I don't think he was. As you said, it's misrepresentation.
A lot of us, we don't just, once the sun goes down, we don't go to sleep. There are things we do besides coordinating. We have a lot of things that we do. So if someone in China is making a threat, I would like to take him on. And I will show him that he will be short-lived in China, no matter where the province is.
I think it was the way he put it. I understand where you're coming from as well. It was the way he put it.
Yeah. And you sort of engage him in a debate. I truly hope this is going to be the last time something like that happens. Because all you should have told him is to contact your Asian coordinator. And if that fails, then the coordinator of coordinators, Dr. Irania, who is here in Houston as well. People should not come on the air to have these debates with you. And it's not because you're God or anybody. No, it's just because we need to start learning discipline. Because you have a chain of command. There are systems, there are procedures, there are steps to doing things. You just can't have somebody call you and say, Director, I have something I want to tell you. I'll inbox you. No, you go tell that to your coordinator. And from there, it'll filter up to you. I truly hope that stops. And if the coordinator from China refuses to take oath, by all means, that's not somebody that I can go to battle with. Because I don't want somebody shooting me in the back.
You're right.
If he's not self-assured enough that he could stand up and take the same oath that a lot of people have taken, by all means, he has, in so doing, removed himself.
As simple as that. As simple as that. Thank you very much, Martin. Thank you very much, Chilobe. Thank you very much. The first person that spoke, I knew where he was coming from. He spoke out of turn. I won't hold it against him. I don't know why anybody will not be able to submit to an oath. It's very simple. Very simple oath. Very, very simple. But potent. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, I'm talking to you.
Hello, Director.
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Good evening.
Yes, from China. Go ahead.
Calling from China.
Yes.
I'm the assistant provost.
Yes.
I don't want to call tonight because when I had that the theological is the negotiation for ammunition on your back, that is kind of because I said, let me contact the part is terrible. Even today, I personally started that if somebody will fall down, the meeting, let him or her fall down, let the struggle continue, let the struggle in China. That is my position today's meeting. But unfortunately, it did not happen. I had when somebody called from China, when you are saying that the safety on your back.
Have you asked him how they negotiated from 6 million? They came down and they told him, if we want to start something, even with 2 million, we can start something. Ask him if he entered into any negotiations with the people at Enugu or not. Yes or no?
But what the meeting today is not what we are telling us. This is what I called now. The brothers are called the same that we don't want to get food. That is what they deserve. Yes, what they could tell us in the meeting today, the present heaven and earth. This is what they could tell us in the meeting that why he was not, why he was removed as a coordinator of the University of China is because of the same food.
I know that.
So I have decided to call him this morning. Well, I'm glad I decided to call this morning in China. Well, I decided to call God. I make my mind up to call God. Well, I decided to call this church. What is wrong with us? It's been stuck in China. It's not a problem.
Yes, but it is now very, very clear. I got that very information because I know when you had one or two coordinators saying, trying to run off with our defense fund, most of them, they came up with one excuse or the other. Nonsense in the Nigerian police. Ego. I feel sorry for these people. I know each and everyone. I have seen very weak men. No, I'm not saying the guys come here to say that Tuchukwu didn't work hard. I said he is one of the people that, one of the coordinators that I talked to. Or we converse. I don't give him problems. He gets on with his job and I give him all the support I can get. Because of him, if he says come to China, I will come. The reason why I didn't come to China was because I had to come back home. That's all. If I would have been in China. And I couldn't come to China after my visit to Malaysia because of the timetable I was working on. Allegations were made about people and I had to go and investigate if that was correct or not. Concerning a principal officer of state, I had to leave Malaysia immediately to go and conduct that very investigation that took me all the way to Barcelona. And also, I went to Italy, I went to Barcelona, and I went to Victoria. So, you need to understand that. I have nothing against him. I didn't say he didn't work very hard. But there are lines and chains of protocol we must observe and follow if we are to get Biafra. If we are not disciplined, Biafra will not come. By discipline, I didn't say people should come in the morning and you start flogging them or you don't respect them. Anybody who knows me, you know I respect people a lot. I'm a very down-to-earth person if you know me very well. I don't believe in hairs and graces. If you're driving me in the car and it's only me and you, I'll sit in front of the car. It's only when we are more than two that I'll sit at the back of the car. That's the type of person I am. If you eat bread and akara, which we are going to eat this night, that is what I will eat. I don't care. That is the way I am as a person. You know, so he knows that very well. He never spoke to me about it. He never came to me. He never did. I expected him to, but he didn't. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. There is a news here. Still filtering through that we must present to our people and to each and every one of you. If you have work to do for your country, you will do it. I remember once there was a time which Emefo said to me, I don't know, we were debating, having very serious debate with some other people. I think Uche Mefo said, if all of you here refuse to do Biafra, I will, me and my children will do it. I will broadcast in the morning. One of the little girls will broadcast in the afternoon. And that's the attitude I like. It doesn't matter who is there. Biafra is paramount. I am not following anybody. I am following Biafra. It's as simple as that. You must understand that. It's Biafra. Everything we are doing is to go and get Biafra. And now back here, social club. You know, you couldn't call them matter. You go and bring your friends together. You couldn't call her. And I cannot sense you do. Rubbish. We have not come here to gossip. We have come to get Biafra. After that, I promise all of you, ngakwa no check kitchen one. Uno bruna bari. Na cash the major. But right now, Biafra is paramount. People are dying. Even those of you that go to Catholic Church, Pope John Paul the 90th. Kwanka John Paul, is it Peter Paul, Simon Peter? I don't know his name. Or is it Francesca? I don't know what his name is. Very, very sad indeed. The Pope is worried that Muslims are being killed, but not Catholics from Aguata. Not those slaughtered. At what is that place we were killed when Boko Haram announced themselves? That Catholic church. Is it in Mubi? Is it Mubi that were St. Joseph's in Mubi? Is that correct? No, Mubi is in Adamawa. Is in Kebbi? Is it Kebbi or is it in Abuja? What's the name again now? Is it Damaturu? I need the name of that place where people were slaughtered, like St. Joseph's Catholic Church, when Boko Haram announced their presence. Christmas Day bombing 2011. After Ojukwu died and decided to go and unleash mayhem. This is what the Pope said, Makande Naga Catholic. As I'm not asking you not to go to Catholic Church, please. I'm only reporting the news here. As Chukwu Abiyama said, I should do, without fear or favor. Very simple. Pope Francis on Sunday condemned the deadly attacks on a mosque in northern part of the zoo as an extremely serious sin against God. If you kill a Muslim, it is sin against God. If you kill a Biafran in a St. Joseph's Catholic Church, it is, let us pray for Nigeria. There is something wrong there somewhere. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm hearing you. Please. Good day, sir.
Good day to you. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from. People listening via CHK 97.6 can also hear you in Port Harcourt. Please go ahead.
Yes. My name is Jidolfo Elin. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Please, I want to tell people in the China to take something instruction that you gave. Then ask somebody to take hold. He said no. How can the person lead the Biafra? So he want to pack our money ground away. So if the guy didn't take the oath, let them remove it out. So other people can take and continue on.
Simple.
You know, that is the only thing I want to say.
And from what you have said, stay where you are. Like, you're very, very brief and straight to the point. You know, there's a song they used to sing during the Biafran war. It is that if they kill me and my gun drops, take my gun and continue fighting. Isn't that correct? If I go to battle and I'm killed and my gun falls by the wayside, pick up my gun and continue fighting. You don't fall because your colleague fell in battle because of that. In the neighbor, enemies will come and capture you. We have not even started the serious phase of the freedom fighting. We are going to go to war. Most of us will die. I don't know if we understand that at all. Do people actually know we are going to go to war, that not all of us will come back? Do we know that at all? Then I thought, oh no, give us 10 million. Let us start with it. And then we continue. You don't know that if you're not prepared and you strike, they will close every avenue through which you will get weapons. Don't you know that? Why do you think they cannot stop Radio Biafra from broadcasting? Because we studied their pattern. If we are on AM transmission, the very simple thing they can do, go and build another AM and jam your frequency through BBC. You won't pay overnight. We came through a means they cannot jam. You can try and stop us, but you can never succeed in the long run. People think we don't know what we are doing.
I believe a warrior. But we'll teach them. Then they will learn.
I keep asking Chukwu Abiyama for the why me. You know how people are. Why this type of punishment?
There is a man called, I don't know if you know him, he served under Abacha. Chief Justice P.K. Nwokede, an honorable man. I don't know if you know him. Chief Justice P.K. Nwokede. He said in his next life, if he had a chance, he's a very good man. If he had a chance, he will write, "No Igbo man, welcome into this house." He's an honorable man. He was the one that Ojukwu sent to Bulgaria to go and buy arms from Bulgaria. You know, everybody's talking about arms now, going to USA and all that. You know what they told Chief Justice Mokedi? They said to him, one, Japan is headache enough. We don't want two. That was their answer. Bulgaria! Go and ask them, they will tell you. They didn't support Biafra. They said we'll be like Japan. They don't want another Japan in Africa. Ask Professor Pick. I don't believe in recycled information. Professor Pick Mokedi. Good man. Good man he is. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Yes, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Director, I had your announcement. You said what you said about our coordinator. Because based on what the CAC said, our coordinator demanded for an answer, right? And my question is this: that both men have not said that he's not willing to take the votes, but he only demanded an answer. To say, I ask you a question: why not answer him the question?
Hold on. You have said something. Let me respond to you. Since you started listening to Radio Biafra, my dear brother, is there any question anybody has asked me before I didn't answer on air? Since you know me. When I came to China, I'm sure you came. Was there any question asked by anybody that I have not been able to answer before? You know me very well. Do I run away from questions?
You do, but directly, you know, this is super fact. There are some questions that are going to be able to ask the question of this day, you know, they are completely going to ask a question.
Do you know I communicate with him? What type of I can show you the last communication I had with him? It wasn't about any question. It was when I was going to come to China. We decided December and we said January. So what is the question? I don't know any question. How can I answer a question I don't know? Through which media?
I'm sure the young man is doing well.
Go and get the question and ask me the question live on air. I said I am whiter than white and white as snow. Get the question and ask me live on air and I will answer it. Live on air, not in secret. Any question you ask me, I will answer it.
Answering these questions live on air is not the right solution. The young man asked a question in secret. I don't know how, but he asked a question.
Which question?
I asked the question.
How? I will fly and go into the minds of people to go and find out what questions they want to ask me. He could have called me. Doesn't he know how to call me anymore? Don't he know how to call me anymore? He calls, we talk on the phone, we chat on Facebook. What is the question that I cannot answer? I asked you a simple question, you can't answer me. Can anybody come out today and say, I asked him a question and he did not answer me? Nobody can say that. If they say that, they are lying. There is no question I will not answer. If he puts a question to me, I will gladly answer it. This is Radio Biafra, and we continue to do our work. That work is unrelenting. We continue to do it. I am not happy that Teochukwu Onwukwu is not there, but the fact of that he refused to take an oath, because unless I answer, ask me and I will answer you. If you need clarification, what question is that? Ask me and I will answer. Hey! You don't know I took an oath? You don't know that? People don't know that?
My own oath is worse than anything you will ever take. People don't understand. I will tell you, I have said this. I have told this same story over 100 times. And I never tire saying it. I had an oath. I had to travel to Jerusalem to go and swear my own oath. Before Chukwu Abiama. Before God. And I said, when I went into the inner sanctum, I asked them, I want to know where the temple is. I had to sit down to look at the dimension. I had to make sure I was standing at the very holiest spot in the temple of Solomon. The Holy of Holies itself. It is a pack of ruins, I know that, with all fallen columns on it. That was where I sat and I prayed to Chukwu Abiama. Any day, if you don't kill me, I know you're not God. But if I am truthful in all that I do, before you and before your children, Biafran, then you will bless me. Can you pray that type of prayer even in secret? You cannot. After writing, I came back and I met our Middle East rep, Emmanuel Otusoro, Amechi. He said, no, I didn't do it well. I said, what? He said, you need to write it down on a piece of paper and go and put it on that crack in the wall. I went back the next day after fasting. I went back the next day and I prayed and I wrote it down. Chukwu Abiama, give us Biafra. I will be truthful and honest and speak your word from this throne forever and ever. Any day I lie, you will kill me. If I don't lie, then you will bless me. Can you pray that type of prayer? What are you talking about? You think we are joking? We are not joking here. Did I say I don't like Tochukwu or he was removed? No, I can't say that. He's working very hard and I want him to continue to work for his country in whatever capacity, but not every coordinator must take an oath. Must. Any question you ask me, I will answer you. Don't Tochukwu know my number to call me and say, oh, director, I have this concern. I will even like it more. I would prefer people to ask me and I will answer them. One thing I can never tell you are things that you will use and go and tell the enemy tomorrow to derail the struggle. How much you're not posing the Nigerian police? We must be very careful. I want him to serve his country. I have nothing against him. As an individual, but if you don't want to take an oath, it's a personal thing. If you don't want to take an oath, it's a personal thing to you. I will understand that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. the commander in chief movement worldwide. I greet you. I am very delighted to have you today online. I have been trying so many times, I inboxed you so many times, and I couldn't get you. I know you are very, very busy.
I know you did not ask me any questions. Is there any question you have asked me I have not answered? I said, is there any question you asked me you have not answered?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, yeah.
I said, is there any question you have asked me that I have not answered?
This is Uche Tukwu Ono speaking.
I know it is you. I will ask you again. It is a simple, direct question. Onwe ajuju ijuromu oge gara aga nnewe asasa gbasara ya. Have you asked me any question I have not been able to answer? I am the one asking you this question. I want to know.
I am not only for China.
No. Is not for. I couldn't have understood the exams. You see how we fail exams? I did not say you are Tochukwu from China. No, you are not. I am asking you, the question is, can you confirm to me if you have ever asked me any question in the past for which I was unable to provide an answer? It is a simple, or am I confused? It's a simple question. Can I not joke? I'm not talking about China or no China. I am trying to draw inference from my conversation with you in order to buttress a point I was making earlier. It's called drawing an inference. I'm asking you a simple question. I am not saying you are Tochukwu. I know you're Tochukwu Ono from Cork, in fact, in Ireland. I know who you are. I am asking you a question. Tochukwu Ono, when you go major majojo
ma hapụ ịsa ajụjụ ahụ. That's what I'm asking you. No, I'm not asking you to go nunkwo. No, you can't. You are not understanding what I'm saying. You're not following me. This is Radio Biafra. The, at one point, I try to listen very attentively. That's why I'm a very good listener. When I discuss with people, I try to be as attentive as possible. I am not discussing any other issues with you. I am asking you a direct question to which I expect a simple, direct answer. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. There are people calling. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Amazing stuff. Yes, can you hear me? There is something. Good evening, please go ahead. Confirm your name, please. I know you're calling from China. Please confirm your name. Go ahead.
My name is Eleku Mwaz. I'm calling from China, director.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead. I can hear you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for the wonderful work you are doing for the Biafrans worldwide.
Thank you.
Director, I want to tell you that we Biafrans Nation, we are really suffering. We are really suffering here. We are not happy even our Kanuma here was removed. We are not happy at all because we all Biafrans Nation, we love you so much because of the wonderful work he is doing here. If it is for the earth, he might have had one reason or another. He did not take the roots. What was your second thing? He might have had one reason or another, but he didn't take the roots.
Why?
So we need you here for you to clear us more.
Why did he not contact me? He calls me before. If he had any reservation, why did he not contact me? Call me on the phone. Send me an inbox. Send me a text message. What is wrong with that? This is somebody I was discussing with to come to China this month. Later on, he said, don't come this month. Come in January. Why within that period did he not say, I need us to have a private conversation. Tell me the number with which I can reach you on. What is wrong with that? We talk very frequently. Or was it guilty conscience? I don't know. What is the question he will ask me that I will not be able to answer? I said anything you like you can ask and I will answer you. Truthfully and directly. I don't shake from where I stand. This is Radio Biafra. I never said that he doesn't do his work. I never said that for 1 second. He did not take an oath. They said he was contacting me. And I also insist that he was speaking with people that I said nobody should speak to. I gave a direct order live on air. Don't call Enugu office. That place is compromised. Did I not say that before? Did I not say that before? Which part of instruction don't you understand? It's a direct, simple instruction. This is Radio Biafra. Time is flying, you know. We are almost coming towards the end of this very program. Can you believe we have been on air for nearly 3 hours? It's unbelievable. I have somebody else on Skype. I must defer to him or her. This caller on Skype, I wonder if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are on CHK 97.6 in Igwocha. Confirm, please, that you can hear me by giving me your name and where you're calling us from.
Good morning, Darareto.
And good evening from the beautiful land of Biafra, now populated by... Sidan.
Good morning, Darareto. This is a call from Taiwan.
Yes, please go ahead.
Good morning, Darareto.
Good evening from here.
This is a call from Taiwan.
From Taiwan.
My name is
Okachukwu Power, known as Abroka.
Please go ahead.
Director, thank you for your good work for our people. I'm so glad. I have heard that we are now in FM. Director, we are so proud of you. You are Ikueme. You are Jesus of our time. We are very glad. We has no one like you. You have did us a marvelous thing in our life, Director. Director, if I may ask, there is one thing I want to ask about our struggle in Taiwan. I want to know if our sister Nenya can come on the air and brief us how our contribution, if we are doing well or not, because I want to tell our people, everyone in the, it was struggling well in this struggle, but in Taiwan, I don't know how much we have contributed. I want to get my coordinator and our people here because we are having meeting next week. So I want to enlighten them. I want to tell them everything about our struggle in Taiwan. This is the question. This is the issue I want to ask about. Thank you. And God bless all Biafra. Everyone.
God bless you. Stay where you are. Where you are. Go, Chukwabem will bless them. Stay where you are. This question you're asking now, when you go to the meeting next week, you ask it. Because everybody will be there in Taiwan. It's a Taiwan internal family matter. You tell them. Then you come back on air and ginger people up who are from Taiwan.
No, I want to let them know, because if I don't come on the air and express this issue now, they don't know that we are not contributing. They think that they are contributing. Just I want Sister Nenya to disgrace them. Let her come on the air and disgrace them.
Now it is very clear. Thank you very much. Because if you didn't say this thing now, people will go out and say, even from Taiwan, Ani Butren Diego. That is what makes them jealous sometimes. Thank you very much, my dear brother. And I'm sure that Nene will come on air to give us an update on the status of Taiwan. We welcome all the family all over the world. We are formidable because we are everywhere. Our madness, we have not gone into the phase of madness. Yet, when we do, we will do wonders all over this planet. Right now, we are still building. That is why somebody said to me, my peer said to me, that you're like somebody pursuing cattle. Then, somewhere along the way, a cockroach appeared and want to take away your attention. So, you start pursuing cockroach and leave the cow you're pursuing. That is how I class some of these people. And now they are saying, no, not at all. We did not remove anybody. We did not remove anybody. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. Our lines are mental. Our lines are packed. Everywhere there is a call. Everywhere there is a call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not there anymore. They are not there. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are relentless. We are unstoppable. The caller... No, turn your phone. Oh, my goodness me. It's too loud. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, please turn your system down. Can you hear me? The caller...
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, my dear brother. I am talking to you. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
Yes, my name is Chukwuemeka.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. Turn your system down and speak. I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Yes, yes, of course. I'm Chukwuemeka Chineke from Mannheim, Germany.
From Mannheim. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I thank Chukwuemeka for giving us Nnamdi Kanu. You are great.
Thank you.
And I just want to make it clear for all the adversaries, they must surely gather that they are bound to fall. We are their friends. We are subject. We are not going to stop until we achieve their friends. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you very much. Very short, very sweet, very succinct. Someone have just written, you are not taking the oath for me.
The oath is for your country, Biafra. But this very effort we are making must be led by somebody, a human being. And I happen to be the leader. I also took an oath that if I fail you, I will die. Not just me, my family will be shut down and even generations unborn. That is how potent this very oath is. I will not fail my country. If I do so, I will never fail. So I know that for sure. I will never fail. This is Radio Biafra. I like to give people the opportunity to speak. That is one thing about Radio Biafra that makes it very unique. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Well, I can hear you, Director. This is Yeka from China.
Yeah, it's better now. It's clearer now. Please go ahead.
Okay, before I go on, Director, our coordinator is calling you on Skype. You picked his call and put him on hold. You know, that's that way. Like I was saying before, Director, you said that there was no question, but your COC said now that our coordinator said that he will not answer, take the oath until the question is answered, which means there is a question.
Hang on. Unana, you don't listen when I speak. I said to you before, is my relationship with Tochukwu so fraught that he cannot put a question to me direct? I told you also that I am in regular communication with him about me coming to China. Why could he not use that very opportunity to reach me to say, I have concerns about this very oath issue? Is he the only one? People ask me questions and I answered them. That's what I said.
I have something else to say. I remember I have been in this struggle for a long time. I could remember the first time you went to Malaysia, you said when you came to China, that any day you go back in this struggle, that we should kill you. Let's assume that everybody takes notes now. Who will kill you?
Listen to
because
me.
For me, if you said the story, I will kill you. That's one, because you said it.
Listen to me. I want us to be able to reason like human beings. I told you that I took an oath and I said it before the whole world. In what way have I gone wrong, for goodness sake? It's a simple question.
I have something to say. I'm so angry. I'm happy. You know, in terms of that transmitter, correct? I want to say something. We paid for a transmitter, like you said before, the transmitter is mounted, that the one from the other line, somewhere from Europe, will be hearing the transmitter. But right now, this same transmitter you just launched yesterday is only in Port Harcourt. What kind of transmitter is that?
Because
not the one with Tesla.
Exactly,
so what's happening?
Exactly. Hold on. If you ask question, I will answer. I will answer you.
Okay.
Listen,
confused.
You don't have to be confused in any way, shape, or form. The thing about people is that you don't listen. You think you listen, but you don't. I said to you before that our transmitter is our warhead. We bought a transmitter. We have not built the mast yet. Do you know what is a mast? The antenna to carry it. Go and type into Google, AM transmitter antenna. We have not built it. And I also said to you that I noticed that people want to sell information to the zoo. Because of that, I will not tell you where the transmitter is, but it will broadcast. You go and tell Nigerian government, they go and take it, you collect money, you put in your pocket, and you send them the kind of failed. I will not tell you. I said it live on air. I am coming, please. Listen very carefully. I also said this evening, in case you are listening or you are not listening attentively, I said this evening that we are going to go on 4 platforms. We are online. We are on satellite. We will be on FM. We will also be on AM. That's what I said. That is what I said. And no matter how hard people try, these people went to Nigerian government. those that called Nigerian police for me, in case you're not listening, so I will explain to you like a school child so you understand. If I tell you where the transmitter is, you sell the information. You will sell it. We have our transmitter. Are you listening to me? We have the transmitter. Are
you listening? Where the transmitter is.
So what do you want me to do then? What do you want me to do? We have to build a mast to Nanuku Ife. I don't know what type of people are these. We have the transmitter. If I reveal where it is, you will sell the information to the zoo. You sell it. Do you think I don't know what I'm doing? You think I'm daft? You think Biafrans will buy something as expensive as that and I will let idiots? Do you know who Chukwu Abiyama is? Chukwu Abiyama put obstacle before all these idiots that they may not know where our transmitter is so they can sell the information. Is that what you think? You're asking about transmitter. So all this time you're yapping and doing your truth one to truth hundred. Una yahesio no kandiara. You told Nigerian government where our transmitter was. Did you not? Chineke melune bere. Chineke na melune bere. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. People call, people say, we have, somebody is on the line. Do you know how many calls we receive every day? Do you know how many calls I take in a second? You come and sit. I have been to China before to broadcast. You know how many calls I take in a minute? Do you know that this is Radio Biafra? The most listened to indigenous broadcaster all over the world. All because I'm going to now on a I'm not like like Pope. We come and we interact on your Chukwu Abiyama made the fools blind. They went on Facebook and prematurely gave Nigerian government the exact location of our transmitter. Then they thought they were smart. They don't want us to be in position of our transmitter so they can go back and tell you, instead of 6 million, bring 2 million. Then they will take 500,000. You don't know I studied you before coming to serve you? This is my 19th year. Think I don't know who you are? I know you people very, very well. Very exceedingly well. Too well. For your information. In a Zoshi, and I'm a Zoshi. If you're a liar, I do not lie. Nobody can come on Radio Biafra and say, oh, this day you told us a lie. For how many years now? Getting close to 3 years. I have never lied, and why should I? You got me here, what will you do? You can't do anything. So why would I lie to you? What for? Can you think to me? Some of you don't believe in Biafra. You're claiming you're Biafrans. You don't have the faith, nor the mind, nor the spirit to go and do Biafra and get Biafra. But you pretend you're Biafrans because you attend family meeting, you're a Biafran. So that is why every little opportunity you have, you turn into an expert gossiper, and from there, Satan will go into you. You start to connive and to plan. Do you know what it means to bring out transmitter from the jaws of Satan before? No, you don't know. Do you know what it means? You hear the way people talk. I said that we are going to saturate everywhere with the same signal. The people don't, they don't listen. It's that thing that they want to hear, that their gossipy mind have fed them. That is what they want to hear. So if somebody can call police to arrest your director and your leader, and that same person knows where the transmitter is, what do you think that person will do? Can you ask yourself a simple question? And this maybe. No, you can't. And you wonder why we are the only people still standing. It's because we know you people very well now. And you move off from
I have never failed before and I can never fail. I would rather die than fail to deliver this very project. The ultimate prize is Biafra, and we will deliver it because Chukwu Abiama is God and not man. That brings us to the end of our presentation today. The time here now is very close to 5 minutes past 11 p.m. and we must reconvene tomorrow. We will reconvene same time tomorrow and we continue this very work. Amen. Why not this? Oh, why is it green? Give me it in your akwukwo ogo. It in your kazi. It in your kazi. You get in your nubu. It oh, you get in your chan water. On tropa. Oh, ha. Amaremete. Anayemete unemete. Anything you do, you have something to yap about. No wonder cattle riders are daring you people. But I got who know you now. Who cure you? At the end of the day, you become a man and not a mouse. Tomorrow you can call Radio Biafra. If you like, you can be on the line before the program starts. We thank all of you for listening. We do things differently on Radio Biafra. Ultimately, we are here to get our country, and we shall do so. But we are laying the template for the new Biafra as well, because it's going to be an open, transparent country where questions are asked and questions and answers are provided. My question to people from China is this. If I tell you where the transmitter is, how much will you collect from the Zhou government for it? I'm not talking about our people in China. No, not at all. But you can be telling your friend out of excitement and they'll come and carry it. Does anybody now know where our transmitter is in Iguocha? The answer is no, because you can't sabotage it. You need to know where something is before you can sabotage it, isn't it? Ask yourself this question, all of you in China. If somebody can call, can take money we give to them to go to the Nigerian police, to go and call Nigerian police and be describing me. He's in this hotel. Do you know, do you see that man? What will they do if they know where our transmitter is? Any day you find an answer to that question, that day you can call yourself a true and genuine hardcore Biafran. We thank all of you for listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are back again tomorrow. And as always, we know that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And here is where we worship without fear or favor. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will bless, guide, nurture, sustain and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will preserve and bless Biafra. I thank you very much. And from this blessed land of Biafra, where one day blessed people will walk again, it is simply good evening.